64K server, you should reconnect to slow everything down. Here's hoping that, yikes, reverb. Here's hoping that I will be able to successfully broadcast at 24K per second on the 64K per second stream. Yeah, so I guess if you were already connected to the 64K server, suddenly you were getting, lot less data per minute, and so it was speeding it way up and playing it fast, which that must have sounded cool. So I tried to give everybody the slowed down voice, sped up. Well, I guess I'll jump back into questions, and I hope people were able to successfully listen to this. I should be able to patch together the recording. I should be able to patch the recording together in one kind of thing and have it up for download on jickshow.asymmetric.net. All right. okay. Gorblack says, are you aware that your familiar haiku are not haiku, as they lack a personal experience and a reference to a season? They're more like defumed senryu. Yes, and it's pronounced ketchy. Horace Carbuncle says, Jick, I know you're an old BBSer. I have to ask, is Monster Bait a little reference to the old BBS game Mutants, or just a coincidence? Monster Bait is a reference to the original Legend of Zelda for the NES, but I did... you are the first person that I have ever spoken to who was aware of the old BBS game Mutants. We had one BBS in the town where I lived in. It was the only multi-line BBS that there was. There was only one that ran whatever that software was. I forget. It was a BBS called Gem Trade, and it was like for people who were into jewels and stuff. And this guy was a guy who bought and sold jewelry or something, or minerals, rocks and minerals. I don't know what the deal was, but anyway, the BBS was called Gem Trade, and it was whatever that BBS software is called. And yeah, we did play Mutants. Mutants, though, to me was like kind of like a mud where I never quite found the game. They had hack sorted it somehow such that you always ended up with an infinite amount of whatever that energy currency is or something. But no, I don't remember there being Monster Bait in Mutants. I remember there being like a bunch of things that would just kill you, and a bunch of like you could buy a store and then not do anything with it. I never got very good at it, I guess. Never really understood how to play. But yeah, that was the first BBS I was ever on. Let me see. Count D says, are you ever going to do anything about the limits for messages to Radio Bugbear? I can't stand trying to send you a long technical message and then have it get cut off by the text, and presumably like this. Eventually, probably, I'll make some kind of interface. Mostly because I want people to be able to send us questions during rollover. Although at that point, we can't tell who you are. Because if you send a message when you're not logged on. yeah. Doc Trauma says, hey, Jake, would something like a hardcore permanent skill be something that could have been affected by the crash? Or did I do something stupid that I'm missing one? That is very much the kind of thing that could have been affected by the crash. So if you're missing one, just let us know and we'll restore it. Captain Kangaroo says, Jake, what toothpaste do you use? Is it dentist recommended? Does it have fluoride? I use Tom's of Maine hippie toothpaste, but I think it does have fluoride in it. They have a variety with fluoride. Yeah. DABAM says, question, if KOA was bought by a private corporation, how would you pass on the savings to us? Well, the game would probably be less free. I mean, KOL is already owned by a private corporation. We all had to sell our souls to the corporation for $1 before we could license the material to anyone. It's owned by Asymmetric Publications, Limited Liability Corporation, which is, you know, me, but we won't get into that. It's not really me. If you sue the corporation, you're not suing me. You can't get to any of my stuff except my car, because it's a company car, which that totally sucks, because my car is the only thing I actually own, and I don't even own it. The Torty of Leany says, Dear Chicken Team, thank you for toy making. That is an awesome addition to the game. Will there be a Crimbo toy outfit this year? There will be something. There will be more stuff. You'll see. This will grow and grow. Istanbul asks for a harvest all button for the mushroom plot so that you can scoop up all your mushrooms with one click. Yeah, there's a whole big set of changes that Xenopho has been working on to the mushroom plot interface that will go in one of these days. Pasarama says, just wanted to request the last container area link for the compact mode Charpain. Yeah, the problem there is that there was nothing to link to it, and everything that everybody suggested I feel like is kind of goofy. Like, they've said, like, click on the number to go to the actual zone and the last adventure link to go to the container, but then that's, I don't know. I couldn't really figure out a way to do it that made sense, so it's just sort of a feature that you only get if you're not using compact mode. Ravenmaster8 says, are you thinking of adding new areas and new content? Yes, absolutely. Armax says, your Jewish players are wondering if Crimbo is a multi-faith celebration or what. Hanakimbo suggests it is not, but maybe Crimbo is short for Hanakrimbo. That leaves out Kwanzaa, however. Racist. We were going to add that Kwanzimbo thing, where you could go around pouring wine into other people's campsites and staining their carpets. The Hanakimbo thing, yeah, we hadn't really thought about it. Because, I mean, Crimbo's not really Christmas. Because, you know, I myself have been recently been promoted to Admiral in the War on Christmas. And by referring to it without using the word Christ, I'm really limiting the freedoms of the majority of people in this country who are, in fact, Christian. In the MMG, says Crazy Russian 540, says there is a Make Bet button. There should also be a Make Bet Now button. You'll have to explain that one to me. As will Robotic Chuck Norris have to explain this. You should be able to bet zero meat in the money-making game. You could just pretend that you had bet zero meat in the money-making game and not just waste a bunch of server resources for no reason at all. Freezerburn says, there were two tiny plastics released for Crimbo. When will the other three be released to complete the set? Well, I'm guessing tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night. Jay Stern says, have you checked out KOL Cast? No, but I'm going to look at it and see what it is. This link that you just gave me. Actually, I should probably check on the broadcaster. And I see the one and only KOL podcast. Ah, let's see. Looks like we're connected to the server, so as long as everybody's not still here in chipmunk-tasticness. Princess Mandy says, seriously, Jake, not at all what I expected your voice to sound like. This is the first time I've not had to work in the evening, and I'm getting to listen to the show. Grins. Well, what were you expecting it to sound like? Because This is what my voice has always sounded like. NIN Jesse says, is there not a new TP item today? There was. People are reporting they got a fruitcake for their advent calendar. And, yep, that was a mistake that was fixed pretty quickly at the beginning of the show, in fact. Now I'm going to wait for the Radio Bugbear messages to reload. And let's see. Much people asking about the... Aston says, if it weren't for the last minute, nothing would ever get done. That is doubly true for us. Jeffrey Duke says, wow, Jake, just want to give my compliments to the duck on a string. That is such an awesome weapon. You rock. Oh, and I need more cowbell. Of course you do, because you have a fever. Gorblack says, hey, look at my sword pad. Damn. Crazy Russian 540 says, I don't know if it's just me, but the image for the tiny plastic Crimbo reindeer just turned into the image for the tiny plastic bitch and meat car. Right, because I also need to do that thing I do. That should be fixed momentarily. Aralis says, regarding the new offhand goodies, 40 mysticality requirement seems kind of steep for an extra 3 stat points. Not really, when you think about the fact that it is an extra 3 stat points on top of the existing best possible equipment. Since it's an entirely new slot, I mean, part of it, accessories really, a lot of them do require a certain amount of mysticality to equip, but really they all should. Like, there are a lot of things that I really wish I had put in level requirements on. I don't think that I could really do it now, because people would just throw a fit. But, like, I think World of Warcraft has the right idea with, like, their food and beverages, in that you have to be a certain level to get certain returns from stuff. And, like, I kind of wish that I had done some sort of relation of, like, you know, you're not high enough level to eat this food or whatever. Well, that kind of doesn't make any sense, and it kind of goes against the way I wanted the game to be in the beginning, which was that it wasn't actually a game. It was just kind of a joke where you did all kinds of shit. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think 40 mysticality is steep for an extra 3 moxie on top of the best possible moxie boosting equipment you can find prior to this. You know, makes mysticality worth something also. So, DeCyclops says, as an idea, how about having offhand as a dual category? It can be offhand and take up a hand, or off-arm, which means it can be used with two-handed weapons, but becomes slightly less powerful when used with a two-handed weapon than a one-handed weapon. Now, I mean, I see what you mean with the bucklers, like how you really, the way a buckler works is it's like strapped onto your arm, you know, so you should be able to use a two-handed sword, but no, I'm totally not going to do that. Yeah. Actually, some people talking about plastic manufacturers, which I'll have to read through this later. Write some of this stuff down. SL1ME says, hey, Jake, the offhand items aren't saved when you save a custom outfit. That's weird. Nobody else has reported that, and they should be, because that's something that should have been tested. Although, Unequip All also should have been tested. We actually had an item duping bug yesterday for the first time in like a year. I forget who it was that found it, or I would give them credit for it. I'll have to look it up. Sorry. The Tort of Lini says, speaking of offhand items in the books, would the enchanted toothpick become an offhand item? It might. I think that was something we talked about. Yerick the Real Bad says, I'm really excited about the new offhandedness. Any chance we could enter alignments, lawful slash neutral slash chaotic, with separate sets of offhand items and quests for alignment? You know, it's weird. There is something in the works that Mr. Skullet is really excited about and is probably going to start working on after the start of the new year that is going to do something kind of similar to that. Yeah, I think you'll be happy about that. Fusilliban points out that raw mysticality already has value. If you're a mist class, buffed mist is still totally useless. Yeah, well. Smackfarl says, am I sending this to Jake? Dumb question. You are sending it to me, and it's not a dumb question if you've never done it before. Oh, there already is a player map, says Rotanisha. It's listed in the community forum here. Let me load that so that I can say the name of the thread so that... Sorry, had to say something to Connor there. It looks like it is a thread called The Populace of the Kingdom of Loathing, and then Player Map in parentheses. I don't know if it's actually searchable because of the whole forum snafu. Go back. Marjad says, shouldn't the duck on a string require four wheels instead of just two? We had to take some artistic liberties with some of that stuff because what we did was ultimately we've ended up with about the same number of, like, if you made a whole set of Crimbo toys, you would have used pretty much the same number of each ingredient. I don't think it's exactly the same, but it's very close. And there's ultimately a ton of stuff with a ton of wheels. So when Riff was putting together those recipes, he shaved a couple of wheels off there. Di Vernon says, people have speculated that Crimbo toys will compound like super tinkering. Is this about as plausible as Amplitude turning down man sex? Yes. Because it's very unlikely that Amplitude would turn down man sex, and it's no, the everything that Uncle Crimbo makes is the finished product for that. There's just there will be more things that he can make. Piro says, do 10 leaf clovers affect the odds of winning at the money making game? Absolutely not. Nothing makes any difference in your odds of winning or losing at the money making game. It is absolutely fair. Reloading again. Sanguina says, will it ever be possible to nest gift packages up to 11 rewrappings? It would be fun to get your own Crimbo Prezi back. I don't think it'll ever be possible to nest gift packages, because gift packages are not... No. That would just create a situation that was ambiguous enough that you wouldn't be able to actually tell which present you were opening. We're thinking about changing... Princess Mandy is seriously worried that I'm going to choke on my spit and die. Nah, it's not that much spit. We're thinking about changing the way that gift packages open. It seems like it would make a lot more sense for whenever you get a gift package for you to get, like, sort of last in, first out, instead of first in, first out when you open the other package. So that way, if somebody sends you a package and you open it, you get the one that you got most recently as opposed to the one that you got first, if it's the same kind of package. I feel like that would make more sense to people, although at this point it might just confuse everyone who's already gotten used to the way it works now. Turtle Tamer says, it's cool and all that I have two starfish in my terrarium, but will it ever get fixed? I did send a polite bug report after White Wednesday. We have not yet gotten to the point where we're dealing with the familiar reports from that. So yeah, it will eventually get fixed. We'll eventually just probably write something to clear out all duplicate familiars. Sorry for all the dead air here. I'm just trying to figure out. Big Green Bump says, along the lines of the Fairy Quest question, can you make it so the mayor also detects you're already gotten familiar equipment? I've gotten three icy blings in a row. No, because that we wanted it to be kind of a gamble. Goreblack says, can we keep the empty advents after Crimbo? Nah, that'll probably go away because it's just taking up that space there. Primavera Angelhair suggests having Series 2 of the Tiny Plastics come from the Children's Meal of the Damned, but we've got a different kind of idea for that. That was something that came up as a way of getting it in there, but I want the thing that I was thinking about initially and the thing that Mr. Skullhead and I talked about years ago for the Children's Meal of the Damned to actually get fleshed out and done in a way that's satisfying. I mean, to have put it off for this long and then to just put something kind of cheap and easy in there, I feel would be a disservice to all y'all, and to myself. Di Vernon says, being able to go to the Hooker Factory or the 10x10 dungeon room with an orc and a pie would be cool. Is this ever going to happen, or is that about as plausible as Amp turning down man sex? I doubt if we'll ever actually build the 10x10 dungeon room, and the Hooker Factory is probably not going to be done for several years. We probably won't even be at this office anymore by the time it's finished. Count D says, I liked Freaky Helium Jick. Bring him back. You can get him to help you out with the new servers. He probably does work a lot faster than I do. Smackfarl says, does the shifter only turn into combat items? Yes, it only turns into combat items, and there are some things that that are combat items that it doesn't turn into. Anything that's reusable it'll never turn into. yeah. Istanbul says, Trade Wars 2002, Legend of the Red Dragon, Land of Devastation. How many old BBS door games are you familiar with? Well, I played quite a bit of Legend of the Red Dragon, although I never, like, the BBSs in Prescott didn't last very long in general, so I never really got that into a Legend of the Red Dragon character. In a lot of ways, Legend of the Red Dragon is sort of the spiritual successor to KOL, because it's probably the most similar in terms of gameplay to anything. I played an amount of Trade Wars 2002. I got kind of bored. It seemed like the fun way to play Trade Wars 2002 was to write a script to play it for you, and I just got kind of, I don't know, I just wasn't so fond of that. And it was one of those things where, like, you could work really hard and spend a lot of time getting built up, and then, like, one false step would just completely fuck you, and I'm not so happy about that. I feel like it would have been a lot of fun if the games had lasted, like, 2 weeks, you know? And then it was just, like, a set of leaderboards, and then... That's how Pimp Wars worked. I played a lot of that Pimp Wars game. I think that was the only door game that I ever actually got onto a leaderboard. I never heard of Land of Devastation. I also played a lot of Barren Realms Elite, and then whatever the version with the planets was, Barren Worlds Elite or something. I don't remember. Mashed Mage says, hey, Jake, mad props to you for busting out the solo effort these holidays or days for Crimbo and server stuff. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of the Crimbo work was done by the other guys before they went on vacation, so I don't want to say that I'm taking the, you know, what's on here. And also, just, I was really looking forward to using some of this vacation time to get some quality World of Warcraft plan done, and I'm just not able to do nearly as much of it as I want to. Although that's allowing Hot Stuff's character to catch up to mine so we can adventure together. Because, you know, the company that adventures together stays together. another couple people asking about skills missing. Punk 27 says, will there ever be a blackjack-type MMG-type game? A long time ago, I think at the first PAX, Mr. Skullhead and I were sitting in the hotel room kind of musing on gambling versus the game, and we came up with the rules for, like, a sort of stripped-down version of blackjack where you were trying to get to 11 instead of 21, so the games would just be a little shorter and the numbers would be a little smaller, and we wouldn't have the whole ace thing where it was worth 1 or 11, which probably is the soul of blackjack strategy, but... Yeah, so, I think it was... Now, maybe we would have to, because really the way that would have to work is it would be like cards 1 through 6, and 6 could also count as 1 or something. I don't know. Because otherwise you could bust on the initial draw. I don't know what we were thinking. We weren't thinking very much, probably. I think we were drunk, because we're pretty much always drunk when we're traveling. Or at least I am, and that makes it seem like Mr. Skullhead's drunk. Aston says, Christians, the oppressed minority that composes 80% of the U.S. population. You've been watching the Colbert Report, which I refuse to call the Colbert Report, because that's a stupid joke that should have ended a long time ago. Anyway, I like the idea of games that are played in real time versus other players in the casino. But to get any more elaborate than the money-making game requires us to... there are some serious design considerations there, because you have to figure out what happens when people just leave in the middle of games and stuff. And it's not if, because people will do that routinely. If they think there's some way they can fuck it up for everybody else, they will. Something Moo says, scary words very occasionally appear in the middle of normal messages. They are in italics when the rest of the message isn't. Words like soul, heart, miasma. Why does this happen? It happens because you're gothy when you're talking. Turns the occasional sentence into gothy, horrible poetry. Lord Jan Jay says, Make Bet Now is from a weird Chinese-ish show that bombed a couple years ago. Oh, right, that Banzai show on Comedy Central. Another one of those things where it's like, okay to make fun of Asians. Mashed Mage says, by the way, I'm talking hate here, the char limit for sending you messages via chat PM. Yeah, but the other thing is, if we didn't limit it, everyone would send us The Great Gatsby in its entirety. 400 times per show, and it'd be really difficult to read through the messages. Dumbass says, when can you get 10 leaf clovers from the Hermitage? Approximately every other day. Also asked that way too many times, and going to have to stop. Sanguina says, you are the god of this world. I think you should make unilateral changes and listen to the sweet cries of the anguish. That isn't what I like, though. What is best in life to me is to crush my enemies, to see them driven before me, and to hear the lamentations of the women. The cries of anguish of the players, not so much. Primavera Angel Hair says, so when where do three-handed weapons come in, and will Seal Clubbers eventually get a discount to use those? You're never going to need three hands. We thought about doing that, but then it just became this ridiculously complicated thing. Thinking about you'd get a skill that was like an extra hand, or like an accessory that was an extra hand. And, yeah. PVA says, alignments are one of the most obnoxious concepts in gaming. If we get them, can they be entirely ludicrous and satirical? Sure. Noodle Bandit says, actually, I'm not Jewish, but if I convert, will you buy me jam? No, but I know someone who will. Tortavlini says, do you have an idea about where damage absorption is in your priority list with offhand items and clan quests? No, not really. There's a bunch of combat tweaks being tested on the dev servers and the people hemming and hawing and yelling at each other about whether they should be modified or not. But it's all kind of slowing down because of all this whole server stuff where I'm trying to concentrate on that and not have a bunch of stuff change. Sewer Gnome says, will Crimbo Town disappear Monday? And if so, should we convert all of our factory pieces to toys by Sunday? No, it'll last a while after Christmas. Because I don't want people to miss it because they're gone for Christmas. Oldsfirk says, you returned a couple of gift boxes to me from when the server went down a few months ago. Why won't they open for me? What do I do with them as they just sit in my inventory? I need to make it so those items go away when it can't find the item in the gift table. We weren't actually any of the lost gift packages, we have no idea what was in them and no way of getting them recovered. So it's just kind of a matter of, you know, if you say that somebody sent you a specific thing, we can check that, but we can't, like, find it. Salidra says, Mordaith told me the kite toy is you deriding Jews. Is this true? I don't think so. I don't remember anything even remotely Judaism related about the kite. Let's check, though, shall we? Mostly combat items, and I do not have a kite. Now I have a kite. Punk27 says, will there be a use for the toy ingredients after Crimbo? No. So when Crimbo Town closes, there will no longer be, you know, until potentially next year if it comes back. Nope, nothing to do with Jews. PVA says, will there be other regular holiday events in that Advent slot? Never know. DABAM says, do you play guitar? Kinda. I am Soup Combust says, when and why did you decide that Moxie would be a killer third stat? That was just kind of always... That was one of the initial concepts. I mean, when the game was a day old and existed entirely in my mind, I knew that I wanted to use the word Moxie as a statistic. Thoughtstipated says, it was Solar Realms Elite. Ah, okay. Aralis says, isn't it about time that the kingdom sets up a navy, or at least a rowdy band of explorers? Maybe. Combustible says, can you drop your vendetta against the Colbert Report joke? No, I can't, because it's a stupid joke. And I hate watching people that I like make stupid jokes over and over and over again, even though they're not even a little bit funny anymore. Lord Jan J says, so what traumatized you as a child to come up with something like KOL? The clowns, man. Those fucking clowns. The only time I remember interacting with a clown at all when I was a kid was when this clown walked up to us in the parking lot of some event that we were going to and just gave us some candy. And that was back when candy was safe. That was back before everyone in the Midwest decided that Satan worshippers were a huge threat and that every piece of candy you got in Halloween had razor blades in it. Even though I'm almost sure that that's just, like, never happened. I'm really glad that I grew up when I did, because it would suck ass to be a kid today. Everything is just, you can't do anything fun because everybody thinks that it's not safe anymore. And, I mean, I don't know if there's fewer dead kids now than there were from when, well, I'm sure there are because people are older who were kids when I was a kid, so they've had more chances to die. But, you know what I mean. I mean, I wonder what the I wonder what the difference is between, like, the percentage of kids who survive to the age of 18 who were born, you know, 20 years ago versus 30 years ago. And, yeah, it's just one of those things that bugs me. You know, I just don't feel like, for the most part, like, kids trick-or-treating at the fucking mall. Like, what is that all about? Everybody thinks you can't trust anybody, but honestly, like, I think you can, because everyone thinks you can't trust anybody. You know, sure, you go with your kids when they're trick-or-treating. My parents went with me when I would trick-or-treat, but they wouldn't, like, they'd look through the candy to make sure nobody gave me a cigarette butt or something, but, like, X-raying and bullshit are just not trick-or-treating. Grr. Also, yeah. Really wish I didn't have this frog in my throat that was made of saliva. That's weird. Armax sending me the exact same message that William Wallace is sending me. Not sure if that's one of his multis or something. I don't know. Dumbass says, there weren't 10 leaf clovers yesterday and there ain't none today. Well, sometimes you can flip a coin twice in a row and it'll be heads both times. Aston says, kike is a racial slur against Jews. That's true. The word kite is different than the word kike. K is different than T. Is riding a bike something that you would do to make fun of Jews? No, I don't think so. I'm going to play a song real quick and try and clear my throat.
Insert coin. Batman. Eat them up, yum, yum. Yum, yum. beat 'em up, yum yum.
Hey, awesome. Wow, I just talked for a long time without my mic turned on. That was great. Sorry about that, kids. Let me try and duplicate all the stuff that I said. Vlad Shifshod says, when's the last time you checked the company mail? And I talked a lot about how I checked it today, but I haven't opened all the stuff that came in the mail yet. And then I have 9 letters that need to be opened, including one from the return address is Betrayer, Campsite 53804, Seaside Town, KOL, and then the IP address of the server, which is kind of clever, I thought. Sanguina then asked, why Moxie and not Chutzpah? Jews would have been much happier with that. Well, and I made some crack about how it would be a lot easier for me to say Chutzpah if I actually had that frog back in my throat, which was a very funny joke that I made. And you would have laughed if you'd actually been able to hear it. So there's a couple things, and then I want to tell a little story because that'll fill up some time. the pen and paper RPG Paranoia has a chutzpah stat, and so I didn't want to just like lift that straight from there. But here's what used to be. See, because right now like the substats of Moxie are smarm, sarcasm, and chutzpah. That might be it. I don't remember if I did, like, gall or anything like that. I think it's just smarm, sarcasm, and chutzpah. But, yeah. So, right, when the game first was made, it used to just have these 3 stats, and there was your muscle stat and your mysticality stat and your moxie, and every time you reloaded the character pane, the name of the muscle and mysticality stats would change to one of the substats, because they weren't actually substats at that point, like the stat numbers would just get arbitrarily large. Then people were complaining that there were no levels in the game, and I'm like, well, if I made levels, they would just be some sort of arbitrary alternate representation of these numbers that already exist. They wouldn't actually mean anything. And everybody was like, I don't care, I want it anyway. So I made it so like your level was, in the beginning it might have been that your level was your just your primary stat, or your level might have been the square root of your primary stat. Then later on we decided, once we actually started kind of turning it into a game, that the numbers were way too big. So what we did was we made it so that the stat points were no longer what was reflected as your stat. What was reflected as your stat is what used to be reflected as your level at that point. I don't remember if it was like that from the beginning or not, but at some point we changed it so your level was the square root of your primary stat. Then now it is such that your muscle is the square root of, and there's a little bit of arithmetic in there, it's the square root of the number of substats of muscle you've gotten, and then your level is the square root of whatever your primary stat is. So we made the numbers, we didn't actually change the numbers, we didn't have to change the scaling of the rewards and stuff, we just kind of made the resultant numbers a lot smaller, and divided the game into some meaningful sections. We decided at some point that 15 was, we didn't want any more levels than we could write titles for each class, and so we decided that 15 would be a reasonable number, and then found it very difficult to actually write 15 of each of those, which is why I think accordion thieves kind of get the shaft, because they just, there aren't that many words for accordion or things that are similar to accordions. yeah, but Moxie used to be the one that didn't change. Like, your muscle would go back and forth between muscularity and beefiness and strongness, and you know, mysticality would go back and forth between wizardliness and enchantedness and all that, and it made it kind of irritating, because every time you adventured, the size of your character pain would kind of bounce around. I mean, not the size of the actual pain, but the way stuff was lined up in there would bounce around, and yeah, these are some interesting history lessons. So yeah, that's why before people were like level 200 and stuff, that just meant that they had 200 of their primary stat. It used to be much harder to get stat points too, because there wasn't really any high level content, so the shore was pretty much it. But even the shore didn't exist the way it does now until a ways in. Princess Mandy says, hey, ease up on the Midwest. We have really cool barn parties. And I never got candy with razors in it. No, I wasn't. I don't think I was talking shit about the Midwest. I was just saying that, like, you know, we used to, what was I even talking about? Why did the Midwest even come up? You'd think that of anybody, I would be the one that remembered what I was talking about 5 or 6 minutes ago, but you'd actually be entirely wrong. America's checking in. That's good. I don't mind the Midwest. I went on a hayride once, just once. Jack Vermicelli says, "Are you holding or fiddling with something plastic and rattly, or is it just the broadcast?" It's possible that I was fiddling with stuff. Somebody said, Lord Jan Jay said, about the razor blade candy, it happened once, but it was an uncle giving to his niece, the sick bastard. Then somebody else, Noodle Bandit, says, I believe nearly all the cases of poisoning and blades were due to someone close to the family. Yeah, well, screw that. Screw those people. They don't get to ruin trick-or-treating for everyone else, ever. Bashy is singing in lounge. All I want for Christmas is Armax smashed to beef. Armax smashed to beef. Armax smashed to beef. Oh, that's the... Oh, I guess all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. I was thinking maybe it was a We All Live in a Yellow Submarine thing, but I guess not. Oh, right, okay. So they were sending me, the reason that I got the same messages from both Armack and William Wallace is because it was the opening lines to The Great Gatsby. Yeah, I never made it through The Great Gatsby. I tried to read it last year, and I just was like, eh. I'll tell you why. He wrote, instead of could have and should have, there were all these places where it was written could of and should of, and it just ruined the entire book for me. Even though there were probably only 3 or 4 of those. Like, that's one of those things. Like, that bothers me more than people not getting the there/their/their distinction and the your and your distinction. Like, could of and should of, just... I just always wish I had a knife. Aston says, I mean the person who thought kite is anti-Semitic might be confusing it with kike. I know of someone who confused incompetent with impotent. Yeah, but those are... I mean, being impotent is being incompetent at having sex with someone's mom. So. All right, dumbass, you've kind of earned yourself a ban. There's absolutely no reason to do that shit. So, yeah. Combustible says, The Great Gatsby is kind of painful, I think. Yeah, I was not a fan. I thought I had some messages, but it turns out to just be a bunch of spam from dumbass. The dumbass. Well. You know what I ought to do is I ought to, at some point, figure out things. Like, there have been times on this show where I just talked about something for a long time. And I ought to figure out some more things to just have kind of in reserve to talk about for a long time. Because I'm out of questions and I don't particularly feel like talking. Because I don't have anything to talk about. But you know that one time when I talked about what Rollover did? That was fun. And I think people were interested in that process. At least I was interested in doing it, and it filled up a lot of time. Yep, no more messages coming in. All right, everybody, send messages to Radio Bugbear. Everyone who's listening, even if they're stupid, they'll at least give me something to read and talk about, and I'm gonna play a song. And I'm gonna find a song and then play a song. What do I have in here? You know what I'm gonna play is that Rodeohead song again, because that's a good song, and everyone should like it as much as I do. Of course, now I have to find it. There it is. All right, this is the Bluegrass Radiohead medley. Enjoy.
With us. half, cup kids in half, cup kids in half. That's fair.
That's not me.
Looks like you, you guys really came through in spades on the questions here. So woo. So Gleeb says Yank signing Johnny Damon. Comments? I don't know anything about this guy or either of the teams that he came from or went to. I know that people at the Gar and Brill last night or the night before were super pissed about it. I guess it was the night before last, but I don't know. Yeah, I have no opinion. Mashmaid says, what are you going to be doing for Crimbo, Jack, aside from World of Warcraft? Well, I'm just staying in town by myself for another few days. Mom is coming for Christmas, and we'll go to dinner and hang out on Christmas Day. And then, it's never really all that big on holidays, you know? Like, my family didn't really make that big of a deal about it. And it was always, like, kind of, you know, me and my mom and dad would kind of go to my grandparents' house for all the relatives there, and now I understand why my mom and dad weren't so into that, you know? Like, I liked it because it was the only time I got to see my cousins, but, kind of small, and not much to it. Let's see. Combustible asked me to sing a song, and I won't. Punk 27 says, does the stuffed Doppelshifter turn into any random item or just ones in your inventory? It's any random combat item. Well, not any. There are some that are excluded from the list, like I said earlier. Princess Mandy says, would you ever come to a wedding of two KOL players who met while playing the game? I've been invited to one. I didn't go. I don't remember who it was, actually. I feel bad about that. I don't think they were actually expecting me to. I don't know. I mean, if it was somewhere that I was going to be anyway, I might, you know, if two KOL players got invited or got married in Phoenix and invited me to their wedding, I might go just to, you know, get some free champagne or whatever and to meet people. Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, how are you doing with those new level 13 plus skills? Actually, Hot Stuff and I got a tremendous amount of work done, getting a lot of that stuff hammered out and thought about. One night we built a cozy fire, and we sat around the cozy fire with a cozy laptop talking about stuff and taking notes. And one of these days there'll be a huge dump of new skills in. The problem is that some of them are going to require us to do a lot of work. Like, some of the skills are going to involve, like, a ton of new items and stuff. And I don't know. There are also a lot of really easy skills to implement, so I don't know if it would be worth it. I would say that nobody who I ask this would say, no, don't do this. But, like, if I were to just do the ones that were easy to code and leave gaps for the ones that weren't. Fusiliband says, Johnny Damon was a particularly famous and competent member of the Red Sox. He signed with the Yankees. The Red Sox have a longstanding blood feud with the Yankees, who in turn usually don't notice because they are the Yankees. Huh. Okay. So he somehow turned traitor. His name's Damon. That sounds kind of evil. I don't know why anyone should be surprised. I mean, the other thing is, it seems like as a professional athlete, like, it would be really hard to have very much integrity in the face of the just dump trucks full of money people keep pulling up in front of your house with. You know, I don't know. Thoughts to Pate, it says, did you ever play any MUDs? If so, which ones? No, I never got into any MUDs because I... Same problem I have with the Morrowind games. I can just never find the game in there. This is a big open-ended thing that just is not a compelling game at all. Jack of All Games says, back when I started my clan, there was a default user level that everyone would just go to, something like normal member. Well, I tried figuring out how to get rid of it, and... continued. And deleted the level. Well, now I'm stuck with this default level that everyone goes to and I can't edit it. Is there some way to get rid of that and or change the continued and then not continued? You shouldn't be able to delete the default level because it's not even actually a level. A user level. Yeah. Impulse99 says, so Jake, what's your favorite analogy? I couldn't even say. KevBob says, what are the odds of the wand blowing up after the second zap? I actually don't remember, and even if I did, I would not tell you. I would tell you if I remembered, but I wouldn't tell you what the actual odds were. Impy Clayland says, why are some of the things we wear on our faces hats and others accessories? Hey, you asked for dumb questions. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it might have been because some of the stuff that you wear on your face predated the predated there being accessories. Avisim says, dude, I still don't have my permanent skill marked permanent. How much longer? Probably not very long. I was a little off on... we almost are done with the item restoration, but we didn't quite make Christmas. And at this point, I mean, we got so sick of it that it's probably just going to wait for Zlaenia to get back because she was the one doing the bulk of it anyway. We got it down to kind of a manageable and less intimidating than 9,000 messages. Number of messages for her. Yeah. Neon Gray says, Crackpot Mystic, make as many as possible. Why not? We just haven't gotten around to it yet. Jello Boy says, I didn't hear this answered on your last show. Any work on the display case shelves coming up? I want my Crimbo stuff moved, and it's a hassle to move everything around. Thanks. No, there's just no good way to do it, and it's going to stay the way it is. Olds Freak says, can you please give some advice slash tips on finding super rares? Nope, because the way that the ultra rares drop is designed to make it so you can't do it on purpose. So if there were ways that you could be better at it, I mean, I wouldn't tell you, first of all, and yeah. Disabler says, what's with the felt? It looks like a paper with writing on it. Well, I guess it does kind of look like a paper with writing on it, but it's felt. It's... That's, those dots are not writing, they're texture. You don't know anything about art. Master Mage says, Jick, what are the chances of a Voltron-like Crimbo item this year that has a set of items that come together randomly in battles to fight alongside you? Well, you know, what we were going to do was replace the, with the attention deficit demon with the Voltron made out of autistic kids, but we decided not to do that. And so we probably won't do any Voltron thing at all. Certainly not at Christmas. Actually, I believe that we will do some kind of Voltron thing at some point. Vlad Shift Smack Thrust Leap. I enjoyed when you talked about rollover. That was actually really interesting. Well, good. I'm glad that somebody liked that. Oh, you know what? I totally banned the wrong guy when I banned Dumbass. Now I feel really stupid. Let's unban him. Alfonso says, hey, what stuff do you use to make KOL? Well, I use an ink pen, and I use VI, the text editor, on Unix servers. Or, I guess they're Linux, which is not Unix. Let me refresh these again. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, why are bonuses to item drops from items larger and easier to come by than... Okay, I see. Why are the bonuses to item drops from monsters larger and easier to come by than bonuses to meat drops, especially when the opposite is true of skills and familiars? Well, when we fixed the item drop code to... Or, let's say, when I nerfed the item drop code... When I made the item drop code actually work the way that it was supposed to and consistent and in a way that you could actually figure out what it was doing, it's basically, we used to be kind of limited in the number of things we could do that increased item drops because it was way overpowered. Like, there were so many things that were multiplicative instead of additive in there because of the way that it worked. And so now it's like, a lot of times we'll be thinking about what something should do, and we're like, well, we could do item drops, and they're like, yep, it's totally not a big deal to add an extra few percent item drops anymore because it's actually working the way that it's supposed to. So, I mean, the thing is, there were situations where something that was supposed to have a 1% drop rate would have, like, a 60% drop rate if you were totally buffed and everything, and that just shouldn't be the case. Like, it, you know, it just didn't used to work such that, like, if you have a 50% drop rate bonus, on average, you will get 1.5 times as many of a given item as you would before you had that bonus, as opposed to the way that it used to work, which was just ridiculous. It used to sort of not be dependent on the... Like, if you had a 10% item drop, an item that should drop 1% of the time used to drop 11% of the time, and that's just sort of not... That's crappy. And, wasn't really what I intended, even though, I mean, I obviously wrote it that way. And everybody accused me of just, like, why, I can't believe you're nerfing item drops and then just lying about it, calling it a fix. But that wasn't really what I was doing. I don't know why so many people ask what kind of underwear I wear. That's a question that comes up at least once a month. I wear boxers. Mr. Skullhead wears boxer briefs because he's a homo. Leanne Elizabeth says, what's your favorite in-game item of all time? I would be loath to say. My favorite in-game thing is the Sabertooth Lime, with the monster and the familiar. Dragonmaster 8 says, do you think you will ever re-implement the Yeti protest sign? No, never. Saying that you can't search for the Doppelshifter thing in the mall. You should be able to now. Let's see, Vlad Tibes is saying, I was wondering about the mail because I sent you another donation and haven't gotten my Mr. A's, and that it's from Bennett, and indeed it is right in front of me. All right, well, after the show, before I go home, I will open this mail and process these donations so that they'll happen before Christmas. See, that's what I'm doing tonight instead of playing World of Warcraft. And that's funny because I complain about, you know, oh man, I can't believe I actually have to go through all the trouble of taking money from people instead of playing video games all night. Yeah. Let's see. Sanguina says, what's the highest player number, not a multi, that you're on a close working or friendship basis with? Well, I mean, like, Pezboy and I are friends. We hang out a lot. In fact, I think we're going to a party tonight. And he's got a very high player ID because he only started playing like a couple weeks ago. As far as the staff, I think everybody that I've hired is under 100,000 player ID, just because they're the ones who've... I mean, it's not so much because they've been around so long, it's because they know so much about the game, which I guess is in turn because they've been around so long, but that's what... N. Kazama says, would it be possible to make the custom outfits like the set outfits, e.g. if a custom were made with 3 accessories, it would replace your accessories but not touch the other stuff? I thought that... No, okay. The reason that I don't do that is because I want it to be possible for you to make a custom outfit that actually unequips stuff. I know it would... This was the best thing to do. Oh, wait, I see. Dumbass. This was a multi of dumbass, so I did actually ban the right guy. I didn't think so. Bob the T says, I notice you've never actually made coffee as a consumable, even though you have a guano coffee cup, espresso machines, and coffee pixies. All you have is tea, which sucks. Yeah, one of these days there'll be some kind of coffee kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway, I was talking about custom outfits. Yeah, I guess the ideal thing would be an option in the custom outfit as to whether it unequipped everything else or not, but then that would get even jankier. The custom outfit code is terrible. I hate it. I don't even want to think about it, much less actually look at it and edit it. Allie Bell says, have you ever considered a 100K meat stackish item or 1 million? Well, there's already 1 million meat pancakes. It's not actually made of a million meat. Jedi Coconut says, hey, Jake, why is it I've adventured everywhere and not found one reference to Ghostbusters? This needs to be fixed before the end of the world comes. Huh. I would have thought that we would have had some kind of Ghostbusters reference in there somewhere. There's nothing named Zool or anything. Sanguina says, how fast do you type on the average in words per minute? The only time I was ever tested, I was applying for some temp job, and I think it was like 89 or 90 words per minute. Alright, I think that it's time to get off the radio here. I'm going to see if America's ready by typing ready? ? I also need to pick a song to play. How about Disneyland by Dada, which is 4 minutes long, and that's a good handoff time. All right. Well, good night, kids. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you guys on Monday. I think Mr. Skullhead might actually be gone on Monday again, so I may be flying solo for the next two shows. We'll see, though. I'm not entirely sure what his schedule looks like. I know he's visiting some family for Christmas now that he's back from the UK. So, I mean, yeah, this week was going to be all fucked up anyway. Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. Have fun. From home, now I'm
back. Headed west into the black. I'm going to Disneyland.
Awesome Fleetwood Mac song, but if you are on the 64K server, you're going to probably have to drop a stream and reconnect it if you want to listen to Merrick, because the whole bitrate issue. Anyway, back to the song.
You guys are great. Thanks.